Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so let's do this. We've got a few minutes here to make some picks.
Kind of means you don't feel too good about your ability to make picks.
Rich, I've never been great in our pick 'em contest at this station. I've been doing this 4 years now with you guys.
Okay.
With us. And I've never, to my knowledge, I can't recollect that I've been really, really good. I have my weekends where I'm very good.
Right. And now, two questions for you. Number one, this year we are not picking against a number, correct? It's just straight up?
Just picking straight up. Although when we do our four picks here, if there's something Vegas-wise that sticks out about a particular game, I'll mention it to
right.
the listeners.
And since the music is running, which may mean I'm in that territory where I have to watch it,
yeah.
If I like Indianapolis to beat Cincinnati, is that all? The only way I can describe them is by
so.
Their city?
To my knowledge, this is not sponsored. So I think it's because it was the Coors Light Cold Hard Picks.
And they are not an official
They're not
NFL
the official
sponsor.
Beer of the NFL. Yeah, I think we can just we can just wig around in the HOV
wow.
lane of life, man.
It's going to feel naughty.
Yeah, won't it? Won't it? It's almost like cursing.
I mean, for years I've been conditioned in this segment.
No, Rich.
It's
like gambling. The shackles are off now, man.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so let's get this thing started. And
God bless the Supreme Court.
For whatever reason, our boss, Ryan McCredden,
is leading off with a marquee game.
He thought it would be a really good idea for us to choose the winner between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
So would you like to go first, Rich?
I can do that.
Okay.
Look, I'm not looking for anything special out of Indianapolis this season, but I do think they're going to come out of the gate with a healthy luck and do okay when they're at home. And Cincinnati's not a team that I'm expecting very much from this season. So coming off a really bad year, it's really more of a home field thing in picking this game. I think it's two bad teams. The one that's home, I'll take the home team.
I'm with you. I'm going to take Indianapolis in this game. I don't feel great about it. Andrew Luck is back. I think the crowd will be pretty hyped up.
Yeah.
I originally thought Cincinnati was going to be like total bottom feeders, and I do think they're going to be a team that's a team who's going to be in the market for a quarterback after the season. I just feel like Andy Dalton's time is kind of running out there. I don't have any feel on it one way or the other. The spread is Colts -2.5. I'll take the Colts to win, but I'm staying away from this game for betting purposes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we agree on the first one.
We agree on that one. Yes, we do. All right. So next one is...
I'm just going to go ahead and blurt it out, Sean. Chiefs at Chargers.
Chiefs,
you go first.
Chiefs at Chargers. It's a game that you can hear on our sister station, CBS Sports Radio 650, on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I'd be listening to the Texans postgame show with me and Paul Gallant, but whatever. I believe this one is in... I apologize.
Oh,
my rundown email disappeared with the lightning.
It's at the soccer stadium.
It is, okay. And yeah. I think the...
Which means it should be filled with Chiefs fans.
It should be. The Chargers are a small favorite in that game. I like the Chargers in this game. I like the Chargers this season.
I do too.
And I like the Chargers to cover the number in this game. I think I'm wait and see on Pat Mahomes, and B, I don't think that Chiefs defense is going to be very good.
So you're invoking the spread just to give our listeners a little extra.
If I feel something about it, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, it's Rich. I'm providing a service. But I'm not saying the Chargers are one of my favorite plays of the week. But if I had to pick a side, I'd take the Chargers and feel pretty decent about it.
Yeah. Not that Patrick Mahomes is going to run up against a really rabid home field advantage in the soccer stadium, but I also like the home team in this game. I like the home team in this game because I think the Chargers are going to have a better season. I think they're a better team than the Kansas City Chiefs
Chargers,
in 2018.
Rich, do you adhere to this theory?
Chargers could win the AFC.
They could. And now, their lack of a home field advantage is not something that should be ignored. However, if they're able to make it through the regular season and they win the AFC West, I kind of feel good about their ability to go win games on the road in the playoffs, just based on the fact that they will have played what amounted to 16 de facto road games during the regular season,
pretty
don't
much.
You?
Nothing's really going to phase them that much.
I think and so. You know, you got a veteran quarterback, too.
I mean, we joke about it being a pro-Chiefs crowd, but that's probably going to be the case. It was routinely last year at Chargers home games, fans of the road team outnumbered Chargers fans.
And I feel this is a big issue for the Chargers, Rich. It'd be one thing if they were trying to do this and they were in some scrub city that wasn't a great city to go to.
Yeah.
Fans of opposing teams are going to travel and they'll be able to rationalize it because they're going somewhere where you would go on vacation to begin with. People go to L.A.
Right.
for vacations all the time.
Well, and how often can you get to go to a road game for your team and feel like it's a home game?
And that too. Yeah, you're going to be there with a bunch of your own. And I feel like the Chiefs are a team whose fans travel pretty well, especially in division.
And this is a 3-year temporary experience for the NFL. I actually think it would be kind of cool to attend an NFL game in this scaled-down soccer stadium that holds, what, 30,000 people?
I don't know if you and I will be around to see it someday, but I feel like someday that that'll be the prototype for a stadium.
Boy,
in the NFL
be nice.
Would be something smaller. It's a better, more intimate experience.
It is, but it's
And if
less...
I'm not around to see it, I can just say, well, I told you I'd be dead by the time it happened. Well, if it never happens, I'd be like, well, I'm dead. I told you it wouldn't happen.
But how do you get around the fact that it's less revenue for owners in a smaller stadium?
I think you need to see what happens. Well, for one, I think you could charge more for the tickets because it's a more intimate experience.
Right, but the tickets only begin to talk about the actual revenue generated at a game day.
I get it. I think the other part is the media rights, if they continue to explode, the tickets become a less and less integral part of your overall revenue stream. And I think it's going to look better on TV,
but
too.
But I'm talking tickets, concessions,
no, I know.
Parking, merchandise sold on game day, all of that down significantly.
I realize all 32 owners are businessmen. I understand that. I just feel like there may be a way the calculus rolls around to where that type of experience may be something you can charge a premium for.
I'd certainly be in favor of it.
All right, the Bears and the Packers, a game you can hear on Sunday night following the Texans postgame show on Sports Radio 610. This is a pretty easy one for me, I would say.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty easy one for most of us, despite the presence of Khalil Mack in the Bears front seven.
That's one of the more intriguing parts of that game on Sunday is watching Khalil Mack in his Bears debut. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. You know, I saw a buddy of mine who's a host in the Bay Area, Joe Fortenbaugh. He was on somebody else's show today. He's a big gambling guy. He was on somebody else's show making picks, and they tweeted out something that he said. I think he was on in Chicago, and they brought up a great point. We talk all the time about how the Packers are the luckiest fans in the world because since 1992, going all the way through whenever Aaron Rodgers decides to hang it up, they will have had continuity and high-level play at the quarterback position for what's going to wind up being over 3 decades.
Yeah.
Is it one of the great travesties, though, in sports to a fan base that they've only won 2 Super Bowls in that time frame with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers for nearly 30 years as your 2 quarterbacks?
Certainly qualifies as underachieving.
It's like the Atlanta Braves, right?
Yeah.
Of the 90s and early 2000s?
Yeah. Ultimately, if you're a Packer fan, that frustrates you. But at the same time, to have a nearly 3-decade stretch of franchise quarterback-level play and annual playoff appearances. Every year you're in the conversation almost.
Yep, yeah, almost. Barring injury with Rodgers, and Favre had some down years.
Yeah,
but for the most part, you're relevant every year.
And to your point, Sean, a healthy Aaron Rodgers is always going to be an MVP candidate.
Yep.
And I think Sunday he could very well be launching his second MVP campaign against these Bears. I like the Packers.
Yeah,
I like the Packers big in this game.
Okay, well then, do you like them more than 8.5? That's the spread right
now. I do, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm staying away from that game just because quarterbacks going from year to one to year two. We didn't see much of Trubisky during the preseason. There's no rule you have to bet all the games. That's a stay-away game for me, but I think the Packers are going to win. Finally, a game you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610. Pregame to the pregame, special hour starting at 8 a.m. Jeremy Branham and Josh Beard are going to be on from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mike Meltzer and I will have the pregame show from 9 to noon, kickoff at noon, and then the postgame show following. Patriots hosting the Houston Texans, Rich. Who do you got?
Well, I've already kind of let the cat out of the bag, so I think you know who I have, and I'm really interested to hear your opinion on this one. Mm-hmm. But as I said earlier, I just don't think there's ever been a greater opportunity and a more perfect scenario for the Texans to end their franchise schneid, not just Bill O'Brien's offer for his Texans head coaching career at Foxborough. I think the Texans win this game, and I'm leaning. What's the number? 3.5?
7.
7. I'm leaning toward the Texans winning outright in this game.
I love the Texans against the spread in this game. Love getting 7 points. Hell, buy it up to 7.5, and then the Patriots need to beat them by 2 scores. However, until I see Bill O'Brien pushing the buttons that he needs to push at the end of these games against these good teams on the road, and I hope to God that he does it, because I really like Bill O'Brien, and I really like, really like what he did with Deshaun Watson in those 6 games last year, and I can't wait to watch this offense with a full season of Deshaun Watson.
Are you about to say, I hope I'm wrong?
Of course. Yeah, no, I'm picking the Patriots 24-23.
Okay.
I think the Patriots, their defense isn't very good, but the one thing Bill Belichick teams are typically pretty good at, Rich, is situational football. So I will say that perhaps the Texans, the gears grind down a little slower in the red zone. So 23 is a number that has a bunch of field goals embedded into it. So I think we could walk away from this game saying the Texans outplayed the Patriots, like we said last year.
Yeah.
But the Patriots wind up winning the game. So 24-23 Patriots, and I hope to hell that I am way wrong.
I'm going completely the other way. I'm taking the Texans, and if we're going to throw out a score, I'll throw out 27-17.
Wow, double digits.
Mm-hmm.
It's bold. I like it. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.